السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. سبحان الله، the Sahabi we learn about. سبحان الله was one of those who were the foundations of Medina Munawwara. He was instrumental on Deen coming to Medina Munawwara. He was the stepping stone. He was the entrance, Ya Allah. Even prior to Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu, he is none other than Hazrat As'ad ibn Zurara bin Udas bin Ubaid bin Tha'laba al-Najjari al-Khazraji al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. So he hails from the family of the mother of Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib's mother, Salma, she hailed from Banu Najjar. The beloved of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stated, the best of the families of Ansar is Banu Najjar. The Sahabi's appellation was Abu Umama radiallahu anhu. His mother was Furay'a, and she was the relative of Hazrat Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. So this Sahabi, subhanallah, was wedded to Umayra binti Sahl radiallahu anha, and their children were Habiba, Kabsha, Furay'a radiallahu anhun. Prior to the advent of Islam, he lived in the Medinan society, where he had interactions with the Jewish community. They would very often mention aspects of Tawheed, names of the messengers of Allah, the prophets, and they would very often mention the arrival of the final Nabi of Allah, whose time had come so close. And whenever there were skirmishes or some misunderstandings, some trifling, some troubles between them and the Arabs, the Jews would threaten them, saying, soon the final Nabi of Allah would come, and we would crush you under him like Aad and Iram were destroyed and terminated. These words would touch the heart of Hazrat As'ad radiallahu anhu, and he was not in agreement with idolatry that was prevalent in Medina Munawwara, but also the nature, the character of the Jews was not effective, was not morally upright and righteous. It didn't affect him. He didn't like to be like them, their haughtiness and pride. And also it was a time where there was warfare prevalent in the Medinan society, where little skirmishes would lead to years of troubles and problems. But some remnant of the way of Ismail alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam was the pilgrimage. So alhamdulillah, Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, in Makkah Mukarramah, constantly, yearly, يَتْبَعُ النَّاسِ فِي مَنَازِلِهِمْ بِعُكَّاذِ. He would go and visit the people in their dwellings in Ukkadh, Majinnah, Dhil Majaz, calling them to Allah, seeking their assistance and support in their own communities, meaning asking them this opportunity, that he would go to them and convey the message of truth to their people. From here we learn, utilize the contacts we have to inspire people towards Islam. If you have a store, alhamdulillah, play the radio where there's invitation to Islam, where there's recitals of the Quran. Let people hear the tasbih. Let people hear the dhikr of Allah. Let people hear the meaning of the Quran. Let people hear the message of Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking them, okay, this is what Islam is all about. He would invite them to Islam. Then he would ask them to take him to their areas, to take him around so that he would speak to the people. But the time came where they started rejecting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would say that we heard you last year. Why are you back this year? What do you want to say? The same thing. Every year the same thing. We're tired of you. Get lost. And they would insult Allah's beloved like that. But Allah's beloved would not give up. And the time came where people would come into Makkah and his people would warn him. Sometimes from where he was coming from, and most of the time as he would enter Makkah, the Meccans would halt the people as they enter Makkah, warning them about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's approach and his way, that he would come to them and with his magic, he would disunite them and cause trouble for them. This was the fear, the false propaganda that they were spreading, these lies and these rumors that they were spreading in Makkah. Some would actually stuff cotton wool in the ears that they wouldn't hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Hazrat Jabir says, until Allah made it such that Allah sent us to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Yathrib, meaning known at that time as Yathrib, ya Allah. It was the 11th year after Hijrah, after Nubuwa. The month was Dhul-Hijjah. Hazrat As'ad was among the other pilgrims. They had camped in Mina. And the same young man, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, As'ad was among his friends. And Allah's beloved approached them, meeting the different pilgrims, calling them to Allah. And subhanallah, when he sees these youth, a group of men from Khazraj, he asked them, where are you all from? They say, we are from Khazraj. He said, oh, are you all allies of the Jewish community there? They said, yes. Sit, let me talk to you all. They said, yes, indeed. He sat with them. He invited them to Allah. He explained to them the beauty of Islam. He recited to them Quran. And as soon as they heard these words, Hazrat As'ad was inspired. It was as though this was the long lost property that he was searching for. And he said to them, oh my people, do you know this is the same Nabi of Allah that the Jews would threaten you with? Let them not supersede us to him. And then Allahu Akbar, Hazrat As'ad then took the messenger of Allah, accepted him, testifying the truth, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his other friends, the other five, also did the same, radiyallahu anhum. Uqba bin Amir, Qutba bin Malik, Jabir bin Abdullah, Auf, radiyallahu anhum. And this was none other than As'ad, radiyallahu anhu. And they took this responsibility on. Hazrat As'ad said, oh Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we've left our people in Medina, and our people there have so much of hostility, there's animosity amongst people. We're going to go back. We're going to call them to this deen. And we hope Allah unite them upon you. There would be none, there would be no one more honorable than you. And we'll meet. We'll make the effort and we'll meet you next year. And this group returns to Medina Munawwara. And there, these Sahaba started inviting to Allah, especially As'ad radiallahu anhu. He didn't sleep or rest, except bare minimum, striving for Allah, spreading the deen, making such efforts, ya Allah. And a few embraced Islam, that entire year's efforts, and he was new to Islam. Seven new brothers joined him the next year. I ask you, friends, are we inviting people to Allah? Are we calling people to Allah's deen? Why don't we make a target for ourselves that we'll introduce our Allah to bare minimum five people per day. Every one of us. Explain the beauty of Islam to five people. Explain the greatness of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the beauty of Islam, the finality and the beautiful lifestyle of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a beautiful, kind, polite, concise manner. Minimum five people. If every one of us take on this challenge. Imagine, look at the Sahabi. He just embraced Islam. And they strive for Allah, and within that year, yes, the people we'd speak to, some would embrace, others would want to deliberate, but we would be sowing the seed. The next year, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat As'ad came back to Medina, to Makkah Mukarramah, to meet the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went to meet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give his report. He was yearning to meet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to mention what had happened that entire year. He gave his kar guzari. Ya Allah. Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat with them, and he was so elated by their efforts. He met the new brothers. This time they are 12. Previous year they were 6. This year, the 12th year, 5 from the previous year, 7 from this year. It was envisaged in how Quran describes those youth in Surah Al-Kahf. And this was also about that time where Surah Al-Kahf was revealed, preparing the Muslims, where soon, in a few years' time, would be the Hijrah. Now this is the 12th year, one more year, thereafter that would be the Hijrah. Allahu Akbar, Quran declares in Surah Al-Kahf, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا. Allah says, they were young men. Youth, vibrant in their youth, brimming with vigor, fityatun. They had firm faith in their Lord. They had brought iman in Allah, in Allah's greatness, Allah's oneness. Allah is the controller, the provider. Allah is Rabb. Allahu Akbar. Quran trains us on this. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, la ilaha illa hu. Rabbul Mashriqain, wa Rabbul Maghribain, Rabbul Mashariq, wa Rabbul Magharib, aynama tuwallu, fathamma wajhullah. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. These were youth who brought iman upon their Rabb. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim. Allah says, وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ. We increased them in hidayat. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. And we fortified their hearts. What did they do? Allah fortified their hearts. And what happens when Allah strengthens the heart? إِذْ قَامُوا. They stood before the tyrannical king, دِقْيَانُوس. فَقَالُوا. They said to him, you want us to denounce our Allah and the truth which is Islam? How can we do that? Our Rabb is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth. The king is prohibiting them from Islam and they are giving da'wah to the king. In Surah Al-Kahf, إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Our Rabb is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth. لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهَا. We would never ever ascribe a partner unto him. That would be the most unjust thing. That would be grave injustice. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.